This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. And as we swing through what's happening in Washington and then in your backyard and how it affects you, it's really about the election, the caravan, your feelings about that, and did you vote? Here's what I say all the time, and I'm just going to say it again, whether I sound like that same old record spinning around. Bottom line is this. When I was 18, I could not wait to vote because in my family, it was, you got to vote. You've got to be involved. It's your right to vote. We can do it in a free country. I can't tell you how many times I heard that and was so proud of that because that was just part of my upbringing, the flag and growing up across the bridge from Betsy Ross's house and Independence Hall. So it was never even a thought that I wouldn't do it. I couldn't wait to do it. So it's frustrating to me when people don't want to vote and say, oh, there's no why bother. If more people weren't apathetic, you'd get some of the people you want to represent you in Washington. And guess what? It matters because it's your money. It's your life. It's your neighborhood. It's your state. It's your country. And if everybody felt the same way, what would we have left as far as people representing us? Who were already complaining. Where would we go from here? So the idea of just letting the dominoes fall, it doesn't wash with me. Vote. And then if you don't like it, you can change it. You can be part of the system. And I really believe that. And I've seen people do that, as a matter of fact. Period. So don't be afraid to get involved. All right, having said that, early voting is really on the rise, which is phenomenal in so many ways because it means that people care enough and there's so many easy ways to vote, whether it was absentee ballot or going in these last couple of days. And even if you vote on election day, there are many places to go and vote, let's face it. So these midterm elections, which normally don't really ping on the radar, are definitely impacting. The lines are impacting the totals and what may end up being the results of the election. And I don't think you can really call it Democrat or Republican. I think it depends on the state. It depends on what election we're talking about. In other words, what off. So governor, Senate, Congress, what is it? The two Florida polls gave a slight edge to the Democratic Senator Bill Nelson in the race there over Governor Rick Scott, a two-term governor and Republican nominee. But it's very, very close because Scott is definitely within striking distance and he could win it. And I think there are a few other, there are a few other races that fall in that same direction, that they're just really too close, like Senator Cruz in Texas. He's within the margin of error. It's a tight race between Ted Cruz and Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who might be the biggest midterm race, period, on the board. Cruz leads by 3 points in the latest Emerson College poll. 2% of likely voters still undecided. So the results are within the margin of error. Even though Real Clear Politics Analysis has the Texas Senate race as leans GOP, saying it's a 6.5 difference, regardless, it's not lost on Cruz that they're not taking anything for granted. I mean, nobody in any of these races is assuming that it's in the bag unless they are completely have been shown polls that are massive blowouts, because we know what happens when you assume, and we saw that in the last presidential election. So the president weighs in on all of this and goes all in when it comes to the border. The president said on Thursday that the military is going to respond with force to anyone in the caravans who attack soldiers with rocks or other objects. Is it going to be 5,000? Is it going to be 15,000 that are going to the southern border ahead of the caravans that are coming up from Central America? Who knows? He says, you know, we're not going to put up with it. Our military is going to fight back. I told them, consider it a rifle when they throw rocks like they did at the Mexican military and police. I say consider it a rifle. When will the caravans arrive? Not exactly clear, but the military and the Border Patrol will be ready. They'll be there. And the president said the asylum policy in the U.S., which currently allows people to ask for asylum, whether they enter the U.S. legally or illegally, he talked about that. He said he's going to sign a comprehensive executive order next week that will overhaul the asylum process, which will include holding asylum seekers in facilities near the border until the cases are heard. He said that would prevent them from fleeing and never showing up in court, because this is a problem where people aren't showing up. So they either, he said it's not a program for those living in poverty. There are millions of people in the world living at a poverty level, and the United States can't absorb them all. Asylum is a very special protection for only those fleeing government persecution based on race, religion, and other protected status. It'll be interesting to see how that all falls out, but that is a policy that's going to be, they say, is definitely going to be enforced. And in the meantime, while that's going on, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that it would take a handful of weeks before the United States has enough evidence to impose sanctions in response to the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month. You know, that video of him going in has been released. You can clearly see him walking in the consulate. And Pompeo said that President Trump has made it clear that Washington would respond to the killing. And he said the administration is reviewing putting sanctions on the people we have been able to identify to date that were engaged in the murder. If you don't know what I'm talking about, he wrote a lot of anti-Saudi opinion pieces, Khashoggi did, for the Washington Post, and he was going into the embassy in Turkey, and he never came out. He was basically ripped limb by limb, and initially it was, oh, he disappeared. Then it's like, oh, no, a fight broke out. There's all kinds of stories and cover-ups, and we'll see what some of that yields and who's going to be responsible for it and how those sanctions, or if there are sanctions, how they're handled. But it was horrific. I mean, the guy screams, the awful things, the awful torture that he absolutely endured at the hands of the people who knew that they were out to get him, and they admitted as much. Wow. All right, hang with us. I will meet you on the other side here on America Tonight.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Odds and ends, because so much happens that we can't possibly talk about. I can sit and pound on one thing, like the caravan, for hours and hours on end. We've done that. We've had people on. We've examined it. We're waiting. We're in a holding pattern right now. How many military folks are going to be there? Border Patrol is going to be there. I have a friend in the Border Patrol. They're not even worried about it because drop out because they can't handle it. The walk is so long, etc. So many of the people in Central America have turned around, gone back, done different things. So anyway, that's a holding pattern. So there you go, holding pattern. And in the meantime, of course, we're waiting for the election, and then what the results will be, and we don't know. We know more people are voting, and that's what I mentioned. But we'll be talking a lot about that in our upcoming shows in the following weeks, especially if there's anything that's shocking. If there's some shocking results, and as a result of that, something swings. But I don't think we're going to see that. I don't think we're going to see numbers change with the House, Senate. But you never know. You know, we've been surprised before, and especially when you have bigger numbers, what can that mean? I'll tell you what's really sad. What's happened in, somebody sent me a picture the other day of what's gone on in Venice and the Adriatic Sea. Boy, if you ever wanted to go to Venice, you know, you see the gondolas, and it looks like a really cool place to go. I heard it's now awful. Awful because it's a flood zone. It's just floods constantly, so much rainfall that it's sinking even more. So if you ever had plans to go to Venice, you better get some giddy up in those plans. It's on the northeastern coast, and it's because of the sea level rise, etc. And again, all the flooding and etc. in Venice, it's increased 9 inches since 1897. That sounds funny to say that, but then I see these pictures and I'm like, oh my, and I see what people are talking about, that there's health risks too. So for the people that live there, there's, because of the water and where the water ends up and these cafes, and you have, you know, 3/4 of the city that are covered for the first time in a decade, they're saying that, and high winds to have some nasty effects. I saw a picture of a woman in a flooded street a few days ago, and it looked like she was walking. It would be like she was in America, and she's walking by like some gorgeous mall, and it's just, there's just water. It's like, oh, okay, so I'm just walking in the water here. And they even have boards down in some areas because the people can't walk in some of the streets, like in the church areas and stuff. They put out alerts because they're afraid of people trying to walk it and not realizing that they're going to run into water. And the people who live there, it's so odd to see it. The, I mean, just, you know, these violent storms have led to that. So, this is my two cents. If you want to go and see it, you better go and see it now, because it's just looking really bad, really, really, really bad. And it's funny because that was always on my list. And I guess it's because, you know, I saw the gondolas and wanted to go to some of those places in Italy and would have wrapped it into a trip. So if you do take a trip, hopefully your plane does not include the baggage handler. There was an intoxicated American Airlines baggage handler who fell asleep on the job and ended up flying from Kansas City to Chicago in the belly of a Boeing 737. He took a nap inside the cargo hold before the flight. No one noticed him missing. The plane took off at 5:52 in the morning, and they landed at O'Hare, parked just before 7:30, and there he was. The employee was interviewed by the Chicago Police Department, the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office. That's what they do in this aviation security. And that's got to be pretty scary. So for him, can you just imagine thinking, oh, boy, I had a rough night. And, it, you know, he's 23 years old. So he didn't have need any medical attention, nothing like that. I mean, the cargo hold is pressurized and heated. But who says you couldn't get any injuries being trapped there with the bags? That would be so crazy. And who knows what happens after that. Don't fall asleep on the job. They have signs. If you fall asleep on the job and fly around their city, you won't be a bag handler for us any longer. I mean, wow, there's better ways, because you get free flights. So you know that was just a complete accident, right? Just complete accident. All right, let's move to a couple of different things, including this, the songs for Election Day are interesting. You know, campaigns and the campaign rally music that they choose, I've always wondered that, like, what do the, I would assume the artists have to approve, or if they don't approve of the politician, they're going to try to shut them down. Remember, like, Don't Stop, Fleetwood Mac, that was Clinton's campaign for president in 92. Then You Can't Always Get What You Want was President Trump's rally, where he would end with the rally with that. There was I Won't Back Down, Tom Petty, G.W. Bush used that. And Petty eventually threatened to sue Bush to stop using the song. So sometimes they don't always want you to use the song. There were, I'm trying to think, because somebody just asked me about this. There was the signed, sealed, delivered Stevie Wonder song that Obama used when he was running for president, and that really kind of stuck with his campaign. There was for John F. Kennedy, if you go way back, and you see this when you see any movies about Kennedy because of his connection to Sinatra, the High Hope song from Sinatra had historical significance because it was the official campaign theme of John F. Kennedy. And then Mercy Me, Greater, Marco Rubio, used that song for his 2016 campaign soundtrack. So it's not unusual. Kid Rock gave his blessing to Mitt Romney for him to use his track during campaign rallies. Born Free, Kid Rock, that was his. Like I said, sometimes the musicians sign off on it. Sometimes they don't sign off on it. It just depends. So we're coming up in a few weeks on Black Friday. Do you believe it? How did we get through this year so quickly? Have I been saying that for the past 10 years? Oh, I hope not. Anyway, I noticed this, that a lot of the Black Friday ads are starting to come out. And what are they offering? Of course, this always seems to be electronics, because that's what people want, electronics still. Some stores are saying that Black Friday deals will start online on Thanksgiving morning, and that stores are going to open at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving and stay open through 1 a.m. Ugh. Can you imagine eating turkey, hanging out with your family, and say, I gotta go do some shopping, and I'll be back at 1 a.m. Black Friday stores reopen at 7 a.m. And that used to be, and I guarantee it'll be something that's hot. If you think over the years, whether it's Cabbage Patch Dolls, whatever it is, there's always some toy, something that's hot that everybody wants to get, and there's some giant sale. And they have the avalanche of people breaking through the door to get it, right? I think it's better when they just give you off on everything, right? So it looks like Target. They have 15 TVs that are going to be under $300, and they're going to be those, like, Mambo giant expensive TVs. Well, you need to be, like, first in line and sprint to get one of those televisions, because you're not going to get there fast enough. They're saying the iPad Mini, a Mini 4 for $249. That's pretty big savings for that. The Apple Watch, the Series 3 from $199. That's a huge savings for that. And then a whole bunch of other. It's mostly electronics because that's what people are looking at. Phones, computers, TVs, PlayStations, that Ring video doorbell for $99.99, where somebody rings and boom, you got them. Someone's trying to do something funny, case the house or whatever, you've got them on video. How cool is that? Stay with us. Gonna introduce you to a really cool lady on the flip side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
These illegal caravans will not be allowed into the United States, and they should turn back now.
President Trump talking tough on immigration as the caravan gets closer to the U.S. border with Mexico. The president speaking in Washington, D.C., saying Democrats want to bring illegal aliens into our country.
When you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago, very, very violent.
The president says the military will not put up with violence at the border.
Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military and Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico? We will consider that a firearm.
And there are reports President Trump considering State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert for the U.S. Ambassador to the UN post. The former Fox News anchor would replace Nikki Haley, who's leaving at the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Favorite name for a character, Tiki Maniki. So Deanne Swain is with us. She's in our virtual green room. And the book is Tiki Maniki Travels Everywhere. It's a book series. It's a children's, you know, adventure type deal that I think any adult can read and get wrapped into because the story is so good. Deanne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about the book and what made you want to do this adventure series and put these books together.
Well, the character, Tiki Maniki, was created by my daughter, Valerie. She passed away from a very aggressive brain tumor, a glioblastoma, in 2016 when she was 30 years old. And she created Tiki Maniki years before as... Really, it's the character that's about her life as a child. And she had created this character, and she had started developing the character and how she wanted the stories to go. And she had already put together a coloring book, the very first book, the Tiki Maniki coloring book, before she passed away. And her charge to me before she passed away was to write these stories. Well, I was like, well, I'll try. And she handed me a notebook full of explicit instructions on the framework of the stories and ideas for different books and stories and themes and things like that. So as my promise to her, I promised her that I would do that. And I had already written a book. It's a Autoimmune Saved Me. It's about my healing journey, my own healing journey. And so I knew how to write a book, but I'd never written a children's series before. So I told her I would do it, and after she passed away and a little time had gone by, I honored that promise to her, and I opened up the notebook, and there was explicit instructions on the framework of the books. And what I mean by that is each book has to have a self-esteem lesson, some sort of family values lesson, and a conservation lesson for that particular state or area, wherever Cheeky happens to travel in that book. So with each story, all those things are woven into the story, you know, in a way that a child could understand it and get a lesson from it. And so that's what the books are based on. Every book will be based on that.
Wow. And what a way to honor Valerie. And how cool that she had this whole thing laid out for you. I mean, that is such a gift. I think that's such a gift to you. And it's tough, obviously, going through that. It's only been a couple of years. But does it make you feel like she's still there, still around?
It does.
It's got to feel that way, right?
You know, the first day that I sat down to write the Cheeky Goes to Texas, I sat down at my kitchen table, and I was there alone. And I just was talking to her in my head and said, okay, Val, here we go. I have no idea what I'm going to put on this paper. And I sat down in front of the computer, and I just started to write or type. And literally six hours went by. And I hadn't realized it. All afternoon went by, and I was like, I think I wrote this. And so I got up and did some things, and about an hour later, I came back and reread the story, and I was like, I can't believe I just wrote that. I felt like she was channeling that into my brain, you know, and I just typed what she was telling me in my head. And so I do feel her presence, you know, and I do feel that she's in all of this. It seems like, you know, and then the next book, the idea pops in my head, and it's the Cheeky Goes to Kansas book is based on honeybees in the state of Kansas, but the character, Cheeky, sitting in the middle of the kitchen table with honey dripping all over her, and that's actually true, that I found her sitting on the kitchen table with the honey jar, and it's all over her glasses and her pigtails, it's just everywhere. So every book is based on some crazy thing she did as a child, or some place she traveled as an adult. And all the pages in the coloring book are basically the same thing. They're based on something crazy she did as a child. She was a fun and challenging child to raise because of her unique spirit and her crazy imagination. So that's where the ideas come from for the book. I really don't know. They just popped in my head, and I just feel like she's putting them in my head, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. We're speaking with Deanne Swain, and the series is Cheeky Maniki Travels Everywhere, and it's the book series we're talking about. There's a Cheeky coloring book, and there's a bunch of books that are in print that are printing right now. Cheeky Goes to Texas, Cheeky Goes to Kansas. So this is pouring out of you, and you're up to how many now? Like five, right?
Yes, I wrote the book Cheeky Goes to Colorado, and it's in the hands of the illustrator Joshua Finley. He's an amazing artist and musician, and he was Valerie's art partner. And she also made him promise that he would work with me after she passed and illustrate the stories as I wrote them. And so we both are honoring that promise to her. So he has that one right now illustrating, and I am probably 95% finished with the Cheeky Goes to New Mexico book. And then from there, Cheeky's going to travel to New York City. So I'm not obviously ahead of the illustrator on these books, but it's just such, it's a comfort to me and amazing how they just flow through me. When I sit down at the computer, it's really amazing how that happens. It's fun, too.
Yeah. What I said, what a gift. There's no question about it. And again, we're speaking with Deanne Swain, and it's Cheeky Maniki Travels Everywhere, a book series. You can look for that on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, of course, and the Cheeky website. It's www.cheekymaniki.com. I love it. What's been the reaction to this with the people around you to doing this? It has to be kind of cool for them.
It is. The people around us, our family and friends, are just so happy that I'm carrying on her vision, because everybody that sees it sees what a potential that it has. You know, they're like, this could go viral. This character is amazing. For one thing, she's not a princess. Chiki Munigi is just a little girl that is based on Valerie, who was not a princess at all, with her crazy pigtails and her crazy outfits. And she was just a little girl with a huge imagination, and that's what she is in the stories. But Valerie also was full of love. She was a very loving child. And so we try to bring those things through Chiki. And people tell me, this is Valerie. I remember this. This Chiki looks just like Valerie. If you look on the back cover of the book, there's a picture of Valerie with her little pink glasses. And Chiki looks just like Valerie. And Josh has been able to capture that, I believe, in the illustration very well of Chiki. And people are just thrilled with them. They just love them. I have adults buying them. I have teenagers buying them. I have people sending me pictures of their teenager coloring in the Chiki coloring book. You know, how cool is that, that it can reach more than just a small child?
Yeah, I said that. I said it could be for anyone, and the backstory is so fabulous for you, and it's like she knew when she handed you that notebook, hey, my mom's got this, she's going to do this, and how great that you followed through.
Well, and she said that to me, Mom, you can do this, you know you can. On the night that we found out that she had her brain tumor, we were in the hospital, it was just the two of us in the hospital room. And so I crawled up in the bed with her, and I laid in the bed with her, and we talked and we cried, and because we knew it was a terrible diagnosis. I mean, yeah. If you read up on those, there's just no cure for those. And she said, you know, Mom, our job in all of this is to be an inspiration to others. And what an amazing thing for a 30-year-old to say. You know, she was engaged to be married, about to move to the U.K., she just had all these plans, and she said, our job in this is to be an inspiration to others. And then we started talking about Chiki, and she just was so serious. Mom, you have to do this. And I said, okay. And, of course, at the time, I was like, okay. You know, and then after she passed, I'm like, okay, I'll do it. But it's brought great comfort to me and my family, my extended family, and you know, it keeps her memory alive. But more than that, it just teaches things that the world needs right now. You know, children need self-esteem. They need to learn to be their authentic self. You know, we need to teach each other to take care of the planet. And I just feel like these books are helpful to parents and grandparents. And, well, because it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. And there's so many ugly things out there right now. And even some of the cartoons I find very offensive. And I'm just thinking, you know, parents need something solid. They need something good. They need something positive that they can be with their child with, read the books, give them a coloring book, and not have to worry about something ugly coming through the text or the pictures or whatever. And I just feel like it's an inspiration, and it just shows Valerie's love through the book.
What a perfect way to end this. Deanne Swain, and again, it's Chiki Munigi Travels Everywhere, the book series, coloring books, etc. Go to Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, go to the Chiki website. Deanne, thank you so much for sharing the story and joining us on the show.
You are welcome, and thank you for having me.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Really excited to be with the ambassador to the U.S. from Ireland, Daniel Mulhall. And, boy, so much is happening in Ireland. And, of course, we took the show America Tonight to Ireland, as many of you know, and then wanted to go on the trip back with me as well. And there's so much to talk about. When we talk about Brexit, is Ireland and Northern Ireland, and I know you're going to talk about that as you're in Dallas, Texas, and we've had the fortune to catch up with you here. So tell us, give us a thumbnail on that, what that means for both Ireland and Northern Ireland.
Brexit is a major challenge for Ireland. It's a challenge because we have strong economic links with Britain and we want to preserve those links as best we can. But it will be challenging when Britain leaves the European Union. It may affect our trade with Britain. Politically, of course, the border in Ireland has been an open border for the last 25 years. We want to keep it that way. But it's a challenge to do so when you have Britain leaving the European Union, leaving the customs union, and leaving the single market. Everyone's agreed there can't be a hard border in Ireland, and at the moment we're just trying to figure out how to make that a reality. And what we feel we need is a guarantee that no matter what happens in the relationship between Britain and the European Union, which has to be determined over the next few years, whatever happens, there cannot be a hard border on the island of Ireland. And it's that guarantee that's currently being worked on, and it's proving a little difficult to reach agreement on.
Right, and say proving difficult to reach an agreement on, you imagine that you're a negotiator, that this is going to take some time to kind of get out of the weeds on that.
Of course, Brexit happened 2 years ago. The referendum took place. Since then, for the last year and a half, there have been negotiations between the UK and the European Union on what's called the withdrawal agreement. And one element of the withdrawal agreement is the arrangements in Ireland, which have to be settled before we can go on to phase two. And phase two is about the future relationship between the UK and the European Union, which is also vitally important to Ireland, of course, for reasons to do with our trade and economic links, as I mentioned. The border in Ireland is proven to be a very difficult proposition, a very difficult issue to resolve. I still remain hopeful that this will happen. We will find a solution, because frankly, not finding a solution is such a catastrophic outcome that I don't believe either side will want to face that kind of chaotic consequences. The consequence would be that Britain would crash out of the European Union, would leave without an agreement, and there would be nothing in place to regulate future UK-EU relations, and that would be hugely damaging for everyone concerned, principally, of course, for Britain, but also for Ireland.
Yeah. Before becoming the 18th ambassador to the U.S. from Ireland, you also had a similar role, obviously, with the U.K. What are the biggest differences between dealing with the Brits and dealing with the Americans? I imagine there's some nuances.
More than nuances. First of all, the scale of America is something else again. So when you live outside of America, you have no idea of what it's like, the scale of this country. And Texas, for example, would be a substantial country anywhere else in the world. In America, it's just one of the 50 states. So I find I spend a lot of time traveling around this country. It's fascinating to see the variety of this country and to discover that there are Irish Americans everywhere you go. The second difference really is that the attitude towards Ireland is so hugely positive in the United States that it really does uplift my spirits. Whenever I feel a bit tired, I just have to go and meet an Irish American community anywhere in the United States, and that lifts my spirits right away. I find I get energy from Irish America, because this is a phenomenon that's really quite intriguing to my mind, is that people who are 3, 4, 5 generations removed from Ireland still feel an affiliation and an affection for Ireland, which is remarkable and a huge asset for our country.
Yeah, you heard me mention in the beginning that I took the show to Ireland, and the what happened was the Irish Tourism Board set something up where I did shows live from the Castle Clontarf, and they took me to Dublin and all over the place, so I got to really get a bird's eye view of everything in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and then Ireland as well. And I find the same thing, that on St. Patrick's Day here, everybody's Irish.
My summary of the St. Patrick's Day phenomenon in America would be that everywhere else in the world, St. Patrick's Day is an Irish event in which some of the locals join in to have fun. In America, it's an American event in which the Irish are part. But that's the difference. Irish Americans have such a strong sense of Irishness that they own St. Patrick's Day in America, and we become part of it, but we don't own it, whereas we own it everywhere else in the world.
I love that. Let's talk about Texas and the fact that this is big. You mentioned Irish Americans all over the place, people wanting to come to Ireland, even if they're not Irish. Americans do. I don't know what the numbers are, but I know they're high, because I looked maybe a couple of weeks ago and I saw that the tourism rate from America to Ireland is off the charts. So now there's actually going to be service straight from Dallas, right?
From next summer onwards, there'll be a direct flight from Dallas-Fort Worth to Dublin, and that will be the first ever direct link between Texas and Ireland. What that will do is it will encourage more Texans to discover Ireland, discover their Irish roots, discover our country, play golf in Ireland, enjoy what Ireland has to offer. It'll also, of course, facilitate business links, because it will be easier for Irish companies to come here to look at the possibility of setting up in Texas and availing of the opportunities that exist here. It will also encourage Texas companies to have a look at Ireland, because having to go via New York or Chicago or somewhere is always a drawback when it comes to doing business. So I think it's very exciting that we now have this new route plan, and I'm sure that route will grow and become a major source of connectivity between Ireland and Texas.
Yeah. Tell us about your book, New Dawning.
Well, I wrote a book in 1900 called A New Day Dawning. I'm a historian, an Irish historian by training, and I've tried to keep an interest in history. I also published a book in 2016 called The Shaping of Modern Ireland. So basically my book that I wrote about 1900, I wrote it in the year 2000, was a book that tried to explore the Ireland of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. For me, at least, that's the key moment in Irish history. In 1890, we were kind of more or less an established part of the United Kingdom, and okay, we wanted to get our own local regional parliament. It wasn't really much of a push for independence. By 1922, we were independent. Okay, the country was divided, but still, part of it was independent. Nobody could have imagined that 30 years before. So I wanted to look at that period between 1890 and 1922 to see, in particular the period around 1900, to see what it was that changed. What changed was that we had a new kind of sense of Irishness developed. There were those who tried to revive the Gaelic language, revived our ancient Gaelic games, which are today the most important sports in Ireland, Gaelic football and hurling. Also, we had a literary revival, we had an economic revival, and an effort to create a cooperative movement in Ireland which would revive our countryside. So there was an overall effort made to revive Ireland, and that succeeded, and eventually in 1922 we became independent, but only after we'd had a revolution a rising in 1916, and then a war of independence between 1919 and 1921. So it took a while to get there, but Ireland was a place in transition at that time. And one of the things that I have always been interested in is the literature of that period. So at the moment I'm doing a blog on James Joyce's Ulysses, because I know most people maybe find the start of the book but never finish it. I'm trying to help people to get through it by doing a blog on each chapter by chapter, and by 2021 or thereabouts I'll have completed the entire book, because the centenary of the publication of Joyce's Ulysses will be in February 2022. So I'm preparing really for the centenary of that great literary occasion, which will be the centenary of the publication Joyce's Ulysses.
Wow. So for all the James Joyce fans out there, and there are many, that's great. Go and look at this blog, and then you'll be able to follow along, because you're right. People complain that they can't get through it.
Yeah, you can access it through my Twitter account. I have a link to my blog there. My Twitter account is @DanMulhall, and I'm very keen to have more American followers, because I'd like to maybe have as many thousand followers as your president has millions. That would be nice.
Almost a perfect place to end this, but I have to ask you this. Biggest challenge in your role as the ambassador from Ireland to the U.S.?
The biggest challenge is the sheer geographical scale of the United States and the sheer scale of Irish America. I mean, how do you connect with 35 million people? I spent all my time going around, talking to people, blogging, tweeting, trying to link with Irish America, meeting Irish organizations wherever I go, doing public events. But at the end of the day, connecting with that number of people is always going to be a challenge. And it seems to me also connecting modern Ireland with modern America. That's the challenge, because we have traditional links that are very strong, the business links, but we need, I think, to join up the dots between the story of contemporary Ireland and the story of contemporary America. It's my job to tell Ireland's story here in America, and to listen to the American story, and to link the two stories in positive and productive ways.
Ambassador Mulhall, thank you so much. No Delaneys, right, in your background? We're not related.
None that I know of, anyway. None that I know of. But there are lots of Delaneys I know, and it's always a pleasure to meet people that have a wonderful name like yours.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.